or you have a bank note which is only printed on one side, the other side is blank, nobody will accept it. They'll say, this is not legal tender. This money is not correct, there is something wrong with this money. So just like that, if only one side is printed, we're only looking at our honor and we're not looking at our responsibilities, then we also not printed correctly. People won't accept us. We'll find, though we became alims, everything, and we're thinking of our great honor, but we are not fulfilling our responsibilities. We're not living up to that knowledge. We're not practicing it. We're not propagating it. We're not teaching it. We're not doing the other side. The people will reject us. And unfortunately, that is the problem why ulama are not accepted wholeheartedly, and they're not accepted on golden trays, because we're not fulfilling our duties. If we do what we have to do, people's hearts will melt for us. People will accept us wholeheartedly, and people will carry us on golden trays. But if we will fulfill the responsibility, so this ayat refers to that also, that our responsibilities are much more greater than the responsibilities of those people who are the ordinary people who do not have knowledge. We have got great, great responsibilities. For example, an ordinary person who is not an alim, he goes and watch a cricket match, soccer match, he goes to the stadium, he goes and watch it, which is not wrong, it's a waste of time, it's totally wrong. And an alim goes. The alim going is much more worse than that ordinary person going. An ordinary person watching TV is haram, it's not correct. But for an alim to watch TV is much more worse also. An ordinary person watching porn is totally haram. It's not acceptable. It can't be justified in any way whatsoever. But for an alim to watch, how much worse is than that? So if we realize our responsibilities, and many of us, we say that people, we don't get jobs after we have qualified. We have to go and do some university degree, or we need a degree from the university, or even in our Islamiyat. We need a university degree, then also only the people recognize it. That is never the case. The case is our lives, not even our madrasa degree and our madrasa certificate is sufficient. Your own life is your certificate. If you have deen in your lives and you have the keenness to spread deen, to make deen alive in the form of teaching, in the form of tabligh, in the form of propagating deen, people will carry you in golden trays. You won't have any problem. So for us, it's necessary that we develop that. So remember just two aspects of this ayat, that the position of the ulama is very, very high by Allah Ta'ala. And together with that, the responsibility of the ulama is also very, very high. Also another example to understand that, in a huge firm, in a government department, there is a person who is the head of the department, the president, the director, whoever. His responsibilities, though his life seems very easy, he's sitting in a very nice office, which is air conditioned for the whole year, summer, winter, and the furniture is of very high standard, and it seems he just sits at his desk, he pushes around a few papers, signs a few documents, perhaps answers a few phone calls, and is earning a huge, huge wage. And the sweeper is working in cold conditions, in hot conditions, is working from morning to night, is working in difficult conditions, and his pay is very small, very small. But at the same time, that the director, the head of the department, his responsibilities also are very great. If he makes a mistake, that whole department can collapse. And the sweeper, if he makes a mistake, is a small problem. So that where the responsibility, the pay is so high, and the honor is so great, the responsibilities also are much, much more greater. So this also we have to understand, our responsibilities and our duties. Amongst that, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, the qualities of the ulama are, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. The people who truly fulfill the right of the khashiyat of Allah, of the fear of Allah, they are only the ulama. Now we should see how much of Hashiyat we have got. On this, ulama have explained that in Arabic there are two general words that are used for the fear of Allah. One is khawf of Allah Ta'ala and one is khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala. There is a difference between the two. Khawf is that fear in which you fear the person because he will harm you. Like you fear a dog, that the dog will harm you. You fear a snake, you fear a lion, that is called khawf. And khashiyat is that fear that in the love of the person you fear him. That that person is so good to you, so kind to you, how can I upset him, how can I displease him, he does me so many favors, he's so good to me. So really, where khawf is also required, because Allah's azab, if he has to punish a person in this world, he won't know what hit him from what side. And the punishment of this dunya is nothing whatsoever compared to punishment in the qabr on the day of qiyamah in Jahannam. May Allah protect us all. So we have to have khawf also. But the real fear of Allah is that khashiyat, in the love of Allah. That Allah, you gave me existence. Our existence is, we didn't even make an application to come in this world. We didn't even have a desire. We were non-existent. Which the Quran Sharif says, هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Doesn't that time dawn upon man when he thinks of that time when I was nothing even being spoken about? Forget being some material thing. Forget being a drop of semen. You were not even spoken about. Like for example, a person wants to build a house. The first thing is a thought comes. He says, I've got money, I need to build a house, I've got my family. Now before that thought came, that house was nothing, not even in a thought. After he got a thought, then now the thought of the house came. And then now he'll make preparations for his finances. He'll go and see the architect, he'll go and see the engineer, all the whole long process now, having the plans passed, giving it to a contractor, all those things will take place. But at one time, there wasn't even a thought of a house. So just like that, we were at one time not even a thought. Afterwards, when our mothers conceived, then they said, looks like I'm going to be having a child. Then the mother, in all probability, told the father, that I'm overdue at my menses, looks like perhaps I've conceived. Then they discussed further, etc. Then you became just a thought at one time. At one time you were not even a thought. So that is what insan, and Allah gave you existence, brought you into this world. Then Allah Ta'ala brought you in this world as ashraful makhluqat, insan. Allah could have made us into a snake, He could make us into a stone, He could make us into anything. He made us ashraful makhluqat, insan. And in ashraful makhluqat, He made us from ashraful umam, from the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is such a ni'mat uzma, such a great ni'mat, that if we keep our heads in sajda our whole life, that Allah made us of the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can never ever fulfill this right. Then Allah made us of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. Allah made us of the ulama with correct aqeedah. There are a lot of ulama in the whole world, every country. Our connection with ulama is Deoband, who are also, and there are plenty in the whole world, whether it's Indonesia, Malaysia, Malawi, Somalia, Sudan, the whole world there are ulama of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. But our connection is with ulama is Deoband, whose aqidahs are 100% correct. No matter how much shukr we make, it's not enough. So what are the favors of Allah Ta'ala? So because of these favors, that now that khashiyat of Allah is that we don't want to displease Him. You have been so kind to us. Then besides that, the list will never come to an end of the favors of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. If all of you, ta'uddu is in the plural. All of you from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till the day of Qiyamah. All your mathematicians, your scientists, your accountants, your ulama, your philosophers, all of you get together and you all try and count ni'mat Allah, which is in the singular. One ni'mat of Allah you won't be able to encompass. And one is not counted. If there are few things, there are few boys in the class, the ustad say, go and see how many boys you count. 1, 2, 3, 5 boys there. 50 boys there. If there's one boy, you don't count. One is one. But Allah says, if you count one ni'mat of Allah, you won't be able to count it. Because in that one ni'mat, there are not millions or billions or trillions, unlimited other ni'mats of Allah. The ni'mats of Allah which we know is not even the tip of the iceberg of Allah's ni'mats which are upon us. Whichever ni'mat, for example, ni'mat of speaking now. I'm speaking, I'm able to speak. How many people are dumb? They cannot speak. All of you are listening, you got the ni'mat of the ear. How many people are deaf? They cannot hear. What great ni'mats these are. But in the speaking ni'mat, there are billions of other ni'mats. The tongue had to be in order, the vocal cords had to be in order, the sound is made which is meaningful of the wind, the breath which comes from the lungs up, and then the tongue moves it this way, that way, your vocal cords, etc. Then you pronounce the P, you pronounce the G, you pronounce the H, and how we are putting it, the brains are working to formulate what I'm speaking. Can we imagine any person who's speaking? I did a course in linguistics, and just the letter P, after using technical terms, otherwise you have to explain all that is much more detailed. Using technical terms, you just use one word and it speaks of so many things. It takes two foolscap pages in order to explain how a P is pronounced. And a little child of 2 years blabbers so much. How much isn't he speaking? And how you don't join the words together all the time. And especially in Quran Sharif, many of you are hafiz the Quran, and you know of in Qiraat, etc., those huruf, letters which are qareebul makharij, which are very close in the makhraj, the qaf and the kaf, the ayn and the alif. And when you are reading, there is the alif and there is the ayn together. Now you have to read both, and both the makhraj is separate, but they are so close, it's not an easy task. It's quite, you need lot of practice to get it right. Then you pronounce it correctly. So all this, a 2-year-old boy is speaking, his brain is working to formulate sentences. Your brain has to, how many ni'mats in just pronouncing one alphabet. Whether it is an Arabic alphabet of ha, qaf, ayn, whatever it is, or whether it is an English alphabet, how many ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The brain is working, the lungs have to be in order, the wind has to come, the tongue has to be in order, the vocal cords have to be in order, the teeth. If a person removes his teeth, who is a good qari also. Now the teeth also have got lot of work to do as far as pronunciation of huruf. We all will know, those who studied Qiraat, almost at the beginning you study all the teeth that are in the mouth, and that which teeth are used, how the tongue has to be turned to which teeth in order to pronounce that alphabet correctly. All this. Now if your teeth are removed, now the teeth are not there, now you have to practice again to come as close as possible to that makhraj. So how many ni'mats of Allah. So in view of all these ni'mats, then this is that khashiyat. That I don't want to displease my Allah who has been so kind to him. Now, Maulana Thani rahmatullah Ali says, to fear Allah in the fear of Allah, that is nothing. Even a dog, you pick up a stone, it fears you, it runs away. To fear Allah in the love of Allah, that Allah who has been so kind to me, and you fear Allah in the love of Allah, that you don't want to lose that love of Allah. You don't want it to be misplaced with regard to you, that love of Allah. This is kamal-e-insan and sharafat-e-insan. that in the love of Allah, that you fear Allah, that you don't do anything. So anyway, the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala are so many. And all this also has to do with ulum, by which you people are acquiring. One is ulum e zahira, and one is ulum e batina. One is the outward knowledge. You'll study Quran Sharif. First of all, you'll study grammar, sarf, nahwa, lughat, adab, etc. You'll study fiqh, you'll study hadith, then you'll study Quran Sharif, then you'll study hadith in detail. But that is all the outward knowledge. Then there is an inward knowledge. This is all this to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And then to build a bond and connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And both these things are extremely essential. So acquiring of this knowledge is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And those people acquire this khashiyat to its height, which Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَا. It is the ulama who get that real understanding of the khashiyat of Allah, that love of Allah which is based on the fear of Allah Ta'ala, which is based on that you don't want to displease Allah Ta'ala. This is when you become ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haq. One is just to be an Ali, and one is to be alim-i Rabbani. There is a great difference between the two, which the Quran alludes to in the ayat, Noorun ala Noor. Having knowledge is Noor. And having the inside knowledge is Noor ala Noor. Noorun ala Noor. And that is called an Alime Rabbani, which Allah Ta'ala also refers to, Fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'alamun. Ask the ahle dhikr. Fas'alu ahla dhikra. In kuntum, if you are la ta'alamun. If you are la ta'alamun, you don't know. Then, in order to know, who should you ask? When you don't know, who should you ask? The person who knows. But Allah didn't say the person who knows. Allah said, ask Ahle Zikr. They are the ulama, but those ulama, yeah, there are two indications, who are not only Zahiri ulama, but they are ulama-i Rabbani. And how did they become? By Zikr of Allah. By the continuous zikr of Allah, they purified their hearts. And the noor of Allah has come into their hearts. These are the ulama who are known, not ahle ilm, but ahle zikr. They are ahle ilm, but more than that, they put light into their knowledge by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. To understand this, a simple example, the principle of a torch that we use, a flashlight torch, The light in it, the globe is very small. And the power of it is also very little. That is not the thing that gives light really. The thing that gives light is the mirror behind it. And if that mirror is clean and more bigger the mirror, this huge flashlights they use for the rain show, they use those flashlights and you can see that lights from 100 kilometers away. When we were small, unfortunately, we also went, and we were there at the time when they were lighting it, which was like a special event, and the flame of it is very, very small. It's just a small flame, but that whole light of it, a search light is about 2 meters big, the diameter of it, about 2 meters, but just a small light. And behind it is the huge mirror of about 2 meters in diameter. It is that mirror that makes that light bright and sends that light up as a huge ray in the sky where people can see it from up to 100 kilometers away and even further. So the principle of it is that the mirror behind it, that must be bright and that must be big. So your ilm is your knowledge. Your knowledge which you gain, and whatever knowledge what we have been given, وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. What knowledge you have been given is very little, but how much your heart is clean, like that knowledge will shine out in the world. And you will become a beacon, not only of light, a beacon of hidayat. And people love light. People dislike darkness. So if your heart is clean, that light will shine. And people will love you if you got that light. And if you got darkness in you, you just got that small globe. You got knowledge, you came first in Dora Hadith also. And you had great knowledge, but your mirror behind it, your heart was not clean, that light doesn't shine out. That is the reason why people don't appreciate ulama, because they haven't cleaned their heart. They haven't got that sincerity. They got pride in them. They haven't got that humility. They are looking more at their own comfort and ease, not at khidmat of the creation, not talking of deen, etc. They're just looking at their own objectives, their own things, etc. Then people don't appreciate such a person. No matter how much knowledge you have got, you are not appreciated. So anyway, this is a great, great mission with regard to which Allah Ta'ala, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَحَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. This is such a noble path that a person who treads the path of seeking knowledge, Allah Ta'ala makes easy for him his path to Jannah. In order to gain entry into Jannah, the easy way is by acquiring knowledge. In another hadith, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Inna al-ulama warathatul anbiya." The ulama are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the messengers of Allah, they do not leave in inheritance dinars and dirhams, coins, money. They leave knowledge. So in other words, the ulama have inherited knowledge. Knowledge of the Anbiya. How great, isn't it? Allahu Akbar. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi saw Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, "What is your name?" He could give his name, but his whole pedigree, his name, his father's name, everyone, tell Musa alayhi salam and tell Adam alayhi salam, he gave all the names. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told him, "I only asked you your name. I didn't ask you for all this whole detail from you, who your father, who your grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, tell Adam alayhi salatu wasalam." So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, when Allah asked you what is in your hand, you didn't just say, "I've got a stick." You also went into detail because you enjoyed speaking to Allah Ta'ala. So I'm also enjoying speaking to you. I've got this opportunity, so I took advantage of it. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, the ulama of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, their knowledge is like the knowledge, and they are like the anbiya of Bani Israel. What this ulama here? So this year, this path of acquiring this knowledge, what a great thing. It is like nobody is a Nabi. Nabi, doors of Nabuwat are closed. But you are like the ulama-i ummati, the anbiya-i Bani Israel. They are like the anbiya of Bani Israel. This knowledge which we have been given, all the knowledge of the Torah, Zabur, Injil, Allah has put in the Quran Sharif. And if you are acquiring this knowledge, you got the knowledge of Torah, Zabur and Injil. So why won't you be like the Anbiya of Bani Israel? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "May yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqqihu fid deen." Whom Allah wants to do good to, Allah gives him fiqh fid deen. And fiqh actually means tafaqquh, understanding of deen. To get the deep understanding, inside understanding. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That the rasikh fil ilm, a purple people who have drunk deep into knowledge and who have got to the depth of knowledge, آمَنَّا بِهِ, we believe, we accept, finish. We've got no objections. We openly and wholeheartedly, we believe. So this is that knowledge which Allah Ta'ala gives. Make lot of shukr that Allah has chosen you for this knowledge. Make great effort to acquire it. And also your inside condition, your heart's condition, which is known as islah nafs and tazkiyah nafs, which is known as the effort of the khanqa and the effort of the tasawwuf. Don't be unmindful of that also. Don't just acquire the small light over 6 years. Clean your mirror also. and then see that light of yours, how it will shine in the world. It will take you to Jannat. It will show you your road to Jannat, and it will show millions and billions of people the road to Jannat. But if you don't make effort on the mirror, and only that small light all your effort for 6 years is, then you are doing an injustice to yourself. So don't waste your time in the 6 years. Acquire the knowledge also, and acquire ulum-e-baatini also. Make tazkiyah-e-nafs also. May Allah give us all tawfiq and proper understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.